I would just say that the level of prosperity that is available to everyone when they give up worrying about prosperity is phenomenal, okay? And trying to make prosperity happen. You can't make prosperity happen. Prosperity is an inner state of life. Prosperity manifests in your life because that's what's at the center of your life, fortune. I'm a fortunate being because, and it's a very tight term, being cause, because functionally I decided to be. And if you want to know real functionality, I don't waver. Can I come to that? And whatever practice one has to use on a daily basis to at least have enough respect for themselves to center themselves in the innocence of consciousness. It's innocent. Can I just let some innocent life, innocent consciousness, innocent light blow through these 6,000 miles of neurons that make up my nervous system that's all twisted up with anxieties and stuff? Can I just, like, a couple times a day and sometimes in between, plug in to just the innocence? The innocence, pure innocence and love of life, and let it go and blow my circuits out. Can I do that? Am I worth that? And I'm saying to everyone in earshot, you are worth it. And if you want to know how to change your life, do that for 6 months and watch what happens.
The challenge has been made. Nico suggests that you change your life by plugging into the silence a couple of times a day for 6 months. Are you really ready to make a change in your life? Take some time each day to sit quietly and see what comes of it. If you meet with resistance, you may wish to explore what that resistant self is trying to tell you. Then simply surrender that resistance up to the divine. As Dr. Hawkins will point out, we also need to surrender how we see things so that we can transform how we experience life. The surrender starts with choosing to see the innocence that is at the core of human consciousness. When we open the door to that innocence and perceive life not from a place of condemnation, but from a place of compassion, we experience a major shift in our personal world and in the world at large.